This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland, the Corey Majors, and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are we doing this morning?
I might make it.
You're in trouble right now, aren't you?
I ate one of these pork rinds. And as I was walking, I guess there was some that was still dry in my mouth. And I inhaled it, and it's in my lung right now. So I'm trying to...
Oh, no. You have a cough.
My bad, guys. I was not able to... I'll be okay.
Alec, how are you doing? And are you ready to step up today?
I'm splendid, and I don't have anything stuck in my throat. So I'm in a great mood because of that.
It's the lung. It's the lung.
How does it get that far down?
I'm a deep breather. I've always been. They've always said that about me. I'm a deep breather. I used to take things to make my lungs bigger than everybody else's.
Oh, well.
Did you ever hear that about Miss Piggy? Why she had trouble talking? Because she had a frog in her throat.
It's 10 in the morning.
Dude. Yeah.
What?
They're children.
That is an accepted saying when somebody has trouble talking. All right, let's talk about the Cowboys. I didn't really know
how do you transition?
I didn't really know how to transition otherwise. All right. Let's go to Peyton Turner. We can go back to Kevontae Turpin. I'm intrigued by what RJ and Bobby ask as well in terms of what do you think about what the Cowboys have done thus far going into the start of the new league year at 3 p.m. And I think for the most part, people are like, it's fine. It's whatever. I liked that they brought back Brian Anger, but I'm assuming that for most people, like, hey, we brought back our own punter probably isn't a real needle mover, but 2 years, $6.4 million on that. What have you felt about the progress or lack thereof thus far?
For the, it's par for the course for the Cowboys.
Fair.
And their approach to this is very much, I don't necessarily need you to have the needle move during free agency. We're going to move it in the draft. And that's why, I mean, that is one of the reasons that Jerry hates drafting offensive linemen in the first round, but it is a...
He might not be okay. By the way, from the 817, that Miss Piggy joke took me way too long to get, but it was funny. And then from the 817, Kevin is inappropriate.
The way, though, that they do things is you're going to get excited about these draft picks. Why? Because they're unknown.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about them. Whatever we add in free agency, you're probably going to try to tear down anyway, but you have no clue how this guy's going to play in the NFL yet. So the hope of what they are is what excites us as fans. It's going to happen. You're going to get excited about a player. But Kevin, I do think the way that this offseason has gone, very similar to last offseason, right? Like it's just kind of felt the same, has been very, maybe they're not in tune with the fan base and the fact that they're like still upset and frustrated from last year. But again, they base that on season ticket sales. Yeah. Hey, look, if we're still doing that, then we are doing enough to make people interested in coming to us. So we will continue to do this approach until we see that that's different. I don't, maybe it's not, hey, we're specifically doing this on purpose to make you mad, but it is definitely a, why would we change anything? Why would we do anything if it looks like what we base everything on is working for us?
So I wanted to go to A to Z Sports for a comment they got from a Saints beat writer about Peyton Turner, because Peyton Turner feels like the classic example of what the Cowboys go for in a free agent. Hey, do you have a high draft pick, preferably a first round draft pick that didn't work out and now he's on the cheap? We would like to talk to him. And you hear the same exact thing every frickin' time. Oh, we liked him a lot going into the draft. Like,
you can use that for sure.
Yeah. And it feels like they were heartbroken every single time that they didn't get to pick that player. So the rep from A to Z Sports in New Orleans said Peyton Turner, what could have been in black and gold, former first round selection, joins the likes of Marcus Davenport and Isaiah Foskey as early round swings on potential by New Orleans. Simply put, the athleticism and flashes by those guys as college prospects have not shown up in the pros consistently at all. And for Turner specifically, and this goes back to when he was in college as well, the issue that you run into in terms of seeing any of that potential, seeing that athleticism displayed on the field, is he has a really hard time staying on the field.
Yeah, health is always a big factor. Being
the Blue Star Special,
being smart enough to stay on the field is always a factor too. Like, that's the, you know, athleticism in college, everybody's athletic in college, but the ones that are that step above stand out. And the guys that go to the NFL that are super athletic like that, it's still there, but now they have to learn the game better. Like, they have to be, and you have to be a very smart player at that next level, because everybody there is the best athlete on the field.
Yeah.
So they're all, you're already like on a level playing field there. Now what's the edge for you? Can you be better at the next thing, the work that you're putting in? So that's the difference for these guys. And sometimes it may take not getting re-signed by your old team and having to have a change of scenery to become better at it. Or you have a couple flashes, 3 or 4 games that are good, and that's good enough to get you a contract with somebody else next year.
And
isn't that the Cowboys? Like, they want guys to come in here, prove themselves, earn a 3-year deal. But for the most part, it's like, well, they weren't good enough to earn that 3-year deal. That's why they give these 1-year deals. Look, we're not paying you for a long time. We just want to see what you're capable of. No, so other teams didn't like you, so we're going to give you a 1 year, maybe get the best out of you this year. And if we don't think you're material for the Cowboys, we'll let you go and you'll move on to somebody else.
And I think this is the thing that bothers a lot of people from the 575. I'm not dismissing this at all. I totally understand this concern. Why create space not to do anything? Unfortunately, this is something that the Cowboys do frequently, where they flip the switches on their contracts that are kind of already essentially built into those contracts to give the illusion that all of a sudden they're going to have space. Now, is it because in their heart of hearts, they really think this is going to be the year we're going to find those free agents at the bargains, or the good, not even the bargains, the good deals that we really think is worth it? Or is it just to get some attention, tinker around with a little bit of moves here and there, and then tell everybody how much salary cap space you have to carry over to the next season? That I can't say for sure one way or another. But the other thing I will say about that is it's not over. And if you—
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you go back to our crosstalk from last week with G-Bag, I know Zach and Broadus in particular were like, maybe you're going to be more in play on the B-level free agents. I know it hasn't felt like that thus far, but maybe the Cowboys will still be in a position where they'll make the one-year $10 million deal, or they'll make the two-year $18 million deal, which they haven't done for an outside player in 10 years. It's not over yet, but I understand 100% the frustrations about how you weren't in on player X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, the pool of the best players is gone. I mean, there's what, five maybe that you're like, oh, I would be really be interested in those that are left right now. That's about it. Otherwise, the pool is gone for you.
But you are never probably going to be in on those players, right?
You never. No, you know, the Cowboys are looking for young and cheap. The best that they can get, they want to find the youngest player at a certain position that it is. Javonte Williams is a great example of that. Yeah. He was the youngest running back on the list at the cheapest price. And so if you can do that, they're at an age where they're still impressionable. They're at an age where they're still motivated by what their future could be. Guys that are at the end of their career, like, they could quit at any point. We want somebody young, motivated, and, you know, really going after something.
Now, I want to go to something that Slater talked about after, I believe, speaking with Kevontae Turpin's agent. And the Cowboys told Turpin that he was a priority. And Turpin's always said he wants to put the special in special teamer. And he's now the highest paid special teamer in history. So he knows that the biggest thing is he has to stay elite on special teams. But one of the things that Slater and Derek Gilmore talked about was he also wants to be a piece to help put the Cowboys over the edge on offense. Now, I know you might hear that and think, I've been watching this for several years, and Kevontae Turpin still doesn't get a whole ton of run in the offense. But if you think he's the best of the best returner-wise, and I think that that's fair to say, and he is a competent enough wide receiver, $6 million per year feels like a really good deal. I think you have one of the top three punters in all of football. You got him back on a $3.2 million deal. I like that. But at the same point, I understand people are looking at it saying, no, you still have like $40 million of salary cap space. Couldn't you sign that Micah deal and get above $50 million of salary cap space and do something? I absolutely believe that they could if they wanted to, yet here we are.
I am. That conversation is a weird conversation. The Cowboys aren't picking up the phone and calling his agent and saying, let's get this done now, right?
That's what the agent said. Yes, that is exactly what happened.
They are doing that. Then why was the agent waiting? Is the agent like, you know what? If I wait another year, then we're fine. We're still going to get paid.
But I think maybe, or else, because he got $6 million, I think the second round tag was like $5.2 million.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about Micah.
I was talking about
Micah there.
No, there's no chance that they're picking up the phone and demanding that. At least it doesn't feel like
that.
And
if you're the agent, you're in the same boat where you're like, why would I call them and try and do this now? My dude's getting paid no matter what.
Just wait. You're going to win the negotiation.
Yeah, and not even win it. I'll get more.
Yeah.
Because they're going to wait, and the price is going to go up. We just saw Myles Garrett push the price up.
Yep.
Somebody else could push the price up next year. And then me waiting was just fine. Whereas the Cowboys should probably in order to kind of help themselves out, go and say, let's get this done now. And now we can work with what we got next year.
Now, on the flip side, what will be sold by the Dallas Cowboys today, Corey? Do you know? What are we selling today?
Season tickets.
I mean, that's true. Compensatory picks, that is what's going to do the job and put the Cowboys over the top as they got not one, not two, not three, but four comp picks as we predicted 2 weeks ago.
Three in the fifth round and one in the sixth.
Exactly. So you got pick 170, 171, then they skipped you for a couple spots, 174, and then in the sixth round, you get pick 211. And I am not down on getting those picks whatsoever, but this feels much like some of the free agent moves, much like Peyton Turner, the move that the Cowboys are taking to the press conference. It feels like they're like, did you see how much better our team got in the last 48 hours? We got a former first round pick. We got four extra draft picks. That's five impact players we just added to the team for $3 million. And you're like, hold on. You just said a bunch of words quickly at me, and it feels like you might be knowing what you're talking about. But then I examine those words, and I'm like, maybe not so much.
Hey, man, the more fifth-round picks that you have,
that is better. I agree with that.
The Dallas Cowboys history, I mean, look, go back to the Legion of Boom.
They got several of those people in the fifth round.
That whole thing was pretty much built off finding gold in the fifth round. Kevin, let's look at the fifth round over the last few years.
Oh, no. I knew you were looking that up.
Kalen Carson still out on that because last year didn't quite work out. Awesome Richards. His name's Awesome.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Matt Valetsko. Damone Clark. John Ridgeway.
Well,
Bland.
Oh, yeah.
See, you need all the fifth round picks so you can get a Deron Bland and let go of John Ridgeway.
Okay. Well, first of all, you never should have gotten rid of John Ridgeway so Dak Prescott could sit in a meeting for games that he was never going to play. I like having the extra picks. That is nothing but a positive. But what I don't like is it feels like the Cowboys are pointing over here and being like, look at all the comp picks we
got. That's what they'll do. Yeah, we got a lot of comp picks, and we're going to do the best we can to use those and try and fill out this roster. That's, Kevin, where they are is soft rebuild mode. Look, we have to, the bottom of our roster, we have to churn. Hopefully, in the first couple of rounds, we can add a couple of really talented players that could be part of the future of the Cowboys. That's about it.
And from the 817, I said this last week when he got released, are the Cowboys going to go after Von Miller? For sure. So
no, yes, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are.
No.
Think about what's going to happen. You have a future Hall of Famer. We just added to this team in Von Miller. We just picked up another first-round draft pick. We just picked up four more draft picks, and we spent $9 million. Oh, my goodness gracious. Like, what a time to be alive.
And we still have money left over for...
to roll over for next year and for the practice squad.
Hold on. Somebody said, don't think I can take another day of Corey sugarcoating the reality of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, no.
What the hell did you hear me say today? What the hell did you just hear me say? This team goes out there and is cheap a lot of times. I've said that. They're doing the best they can, what they tell us, to use the picks that they have, even though they know they put themselves in a bad position. I'm not sure how I'm sugarcoating anything for you, unless that's just you that has some sort of thing in your mind that's what I do. But otherwise, listen closer so you know what I'm saying, so that you know that I'm saying things about this team that are judging what they do while at the same time being realistic about what they are.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.